BBC News with Marianne Marshall. The former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, has promised that Americans will meet their commitments to fight climate change, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Accord. Mr. Bloomberg said cities, states and companies across the United States were coming together and would seek to remain part of the Paris Agreement. The billionaire is a UN special envoy on cities and climate change. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on 4 North Korean companies and 14 officials, adding to the pressure on Pyongyang over its repeated ballistic missile launches. The Council voted unanimously to support measures jointly proposed by the United States and China. The British Prime Minister Theresa May and the opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn have been facing questions from voters in the final televised debate before next week's general election. Mrs. May stressed that she was the best person to lead Brexit negotiations and faced tough questions on austerity. Mr. Corbyn promised a left-wing alternative to spending cuts. Police in London say Agnes Reeves Taylor, the ex-wife of the former Liberian president and convicted war criminal Charles Taylor, has been charged with torture. They said she was suspected of carrying out the crimes during the civil war in Liberia between 1989 and 1993. Neither Mrs. Taylor nor her lawyers have commented. France says its forces in northern Mali have killed about 20 jihadist fighters this week. The Defence Ministry said planes and helicopters were used in operations mounted by France's counter-terror Barkhane mission. It has 4,500 troops fighting Islamist militants across the Sahel. One of Germany's biggest music festivals has been evacuated, following what police have described as a possible terrorist threat. Organisers said they'd temporarily interrupted the Rock am Ring festival near the city of Nürburgring as a precaution. BBC News.